Omar Rabba, Mipnei Ma Omra Toira Moide Bemixa Satayna Yishova. Rabba in five places in Shas asks this kasha. Mipnei Ma Omra Toira. And we asked already. What is Rabba asking? He doesn't know the Nachlas David's Vart in the Sugya. That when there's a drora, there's a shvua. What does it mean a drora? When the nitin, when the toyin v'nitin is not a smooth, flat kaifer akol. If it's a smooth, flat kaifer akol, it's closed up in If it's a smooth kaifer akol, the nitva says, I never saw you in my life. Or I pay back, but in total, 3 minutes ago, or whenever. It could be lahadam, it could be paraiti, but for now, he's timing that it's totally cleaned. Then there's no drara, there's no nitiya why the nitva should have to swear. What are the situations when the nitva, midoy raisa, has to swear? Either when he's moid on a mixas could be any percentage, but he's moid on a mixas, or when there's an eid echad on the entire schum, but the eid echad is not mechayiv mamin, upper an eid echad, chach creates a drara. Catch on, that eid echad be'etzim is a kaifer akol, but it's a kaifer akol with a drara, because it's an eid echad. Besides moid and a mixas and eid echad, what do we have? Another case, when there's a drara, Rab Chiya was mechadish that even in a case when be'etzem the nitva was a smooth kaifer akol, but there's a drora. What's the drora this time? There's eidim on a chelik of the money. Now the chelik that the eidim is moida farshteitzik you're paying. That is eidus. It means the shar. Similar to moida b'mixas. Rab Chiya's case is very similar to moida b'mixas. Why b'cholifin is it chaluk? Because in a regular moida b'mixas, the drora is triggered by the haida of the nitva alei. By Rab Chiya, it's from the Edim. He himself was a total kaifer akol. Now the Gemara had asked, why does Rab Chiya b'chlal need to make a trask about it and prove it and make a kal v'chomer? It's v'chomer attack like a moida b'mixas. So the Gemara says, no, there's a need for a kal v'chomer. What's the need for a kal v'chomer, you ask? Says the Gemara. Let's go quickly. Chazer over the memra of Rabbah by regular moida b'mixas. There's quite a few details here. We're going to do them quickly. And then there's a huge machlokes rishonim. I warned the oilam already. There's a huge machlokes rishonim. Which detail in Rabbah are genoi we plugging into to say, oh, that nakuda that Rabbah dealt with, that nakuda, which nakuda? I don't know what we're going to explain. Is going to be an issue by Rab Chiya. That's what's going on in the sugya. So quickly again, Rabbah asks, Mipnei ma'amra Torah. Now what's he asking? Be'emes Rashi and Baba Kama learns that Rabbah was taka asking, why only Moedim and Mixas? Every kaifer akol should also be chayiv. What? He doesn't know about the drora system? So we explain. Kaifer akol, efsher, kaifer akol, abishpitz kaifer akol, also has a drora. That goof is the drora. Why is he being taiveya you? Ain't other taiveya on kenny, yesh like all of club, something. And on that, the Gemara answered Chazak into the maze. But quickly, we're about to turn the page. What was, according to Rashi and Tosis, both this shinuyim, Migu Meshav Meida thingy, but in general, what was the kash of Rabbah? That every moed of a mixah shouldn't have to swear because he could have tied it kaifer akol. He could have tied for a kaifer akol, and therefore he has a migu, like Tosis, like Rashi. He could have tied it kaifer akol, it's a Meshav Meida, he's being nice to you. What did the Gemara answer on that? No, Eino de Mei is, he would have wanted to be kaifer akol. He just didn't have such a chutzpah. And now we turn the page. All of a sudden, Rabbah says, "Amoy Rida Kememra," and he says, "Really, this guy wanted to be moida the entire schum. The only reason he did it is because he's stalling." What was the case, Lamaisa? The guy was teveya $100,000, and the nitva was moida back $47,863. Work out the numbers. He was moida. Efshir, you know, maybe he was moida that amount because that's the truth. You know, it's also an option. And the emes huwa, then if it's a flat, more, he said 100 and he said 50. Maybe he said 50 because it's the truth. But Rabbi said, when a guy is timing the truth, who's saying the truth? The Tadeo or the Nitva? We don't know. I thought by now we would know. Yeah, on Thursday we didn't know. We still don't know. If we knew, if we had an Urim V'Tumim, if Halacha did recognize circumstantial evidence, DNA and various other things, then things would be blissful. But we don't know. So since we don't know, We have to say that the Torah goes and says, let the nitva make a shvua. But on that, Rabba adds, you should know what's going on in the mind of the nitva when he's saying 50 or 47 or 86 and not saying 0 or 100. What's going on in his mind is that not glat he wants to be a ganav. That's not what's going on. What's going on? Sorry.
What's going on?
Nobody home. What's going on? You're holding Reb Chaim. What's going on? Rabba goes and tells us that's what's going on in the mind of the nitva when he's being moid on part of the money. He's not glat wanting to be a ganav. He rather has a cheshbon that he wants to be mishtamet. Why does he want to be mishtamet? Because what's really the chayv? 100,000. What does he really owe according to this narrative? There's a few other narratives, by the way. There's a narrative that he doesn't own anything, but on the narrative that he really does owe the full 100,000. So why is he not saying, I owe the full 100,000? So there's a few narratives, but in this narrative, he's a mishtamet. Now, he's a mishtamet on 54,000. Why? He only admits 46. Why? Why did he pick that number? Because it's taka what he has. Bam is it's taka what he has. But he makes his achesbin and he's mishtamet. Says the Gemara, oh, but confronting him with a shvua, he's going to admit and not want to swear falsely and not be mishtamet. The Khan, the Rishonim all ask. And I want to say very quickly, three pshatim, and then build on all of them. But last time we only did Rashi. We're going to set up Rashi, Tosfos, Ramban. What was, and this is the most important nekuda of the sugya, if you're lost, this is the nekuda to shtel on, to understand when we're going to be hazering this tonight and going vayta tomorrow, but this is the nekuda, b'hanachtina v'salchinan. What was driving, pushing, forcing Rabba to say in the second half of his memro here that what's going on in the nitva's mind is that he wants to be a mishtamet? Maybe he glat wants to steal $54,000. Maybe that's what's going on. So Rashi says, and this is the Ershta of the three pshatim, Migu de chasir amamoy de chasir ashvosa, which is a sugya later on in Daf Hey. And we discussed that it's not so pashut because there's an attitude to say that even people that are holding by stealing will not swear falsely. But it's a machloikis. There are those that say no. Someone that's holding by stealing will already swear falsely. So ashot of the tzait, there's no reason to make him swear. Or if you want Rabbi Kivager's twisted pshat on it, what's the purpose of swearing when he finally does swear? Why are we so nispal and masking that he's saying the truth? Because we say he wouldn't have sworn falsely. Says Rabbi Kivager, you have the same hispilus. Even if he didn't swear, a person wouldn't steal falsely. There's no difference, stealing, swearing, it's all the zelbazah. So, whatever your nusach is, chashir amamoyna, chashir ashvusa, equals no need to swear, no tayelis in swearing, it's ki'ilu, you swore, whatever nusach you want to use. But that was Rabba's kasha. So why do you swear by a moedib amiksas? Evid Rabba, you know why you swear by a moedib amiksas? Because maybe he's not lying. Maybe he is just stalling and a mishtamit. And for that, shvua is going to help. Ad kan, according to Rashi. He's going to admit now and not swear. Again, three things can happen.
He's going to pay what he cut, and when he has more money, he's going to pay.
We asked that on Thursday. We asked that. We said we're worried that maybe eventually, even when he finally does get the money, he's not going to want to pay. We spoke about that. That's a kasha. We spoke about that. Now, I have a kasha. We're doing still Rashi. We finished. We have to come back to what Rabba's hidden question was according to Tosfos and what Rabba's hidden question was according to the Ramban. But we're in Rashi. Rabba's hidden question was, Migu de chasher amamoyna. Zok the Gemara, let's first theorize the Gemara, like this mahalach, like this narrative. Says the Gemara, you know why you need a kal v'chomer? Because by Hados Edim you don't have that. Because by Hados Edim you said you owe him 100, and how much did he taina kaifer akol? There's Edim on part of the money. Over there there's no mishtamet. Over there there's no mishtamet. Why is there no mishtamet? This is crunch time now, Rabbi say. Why is there no mishtamet? Maybe the guy's being mishtamet over there also.
He's chasher amamoyna.
No, he's not. Maybe he's being mishtamet on the full 100,000.
No, but he's a base, but there were 8
and 3. Oh, that's, yeah. If 8,
that's Rashi's system,
No, I know. That's an excellent kasha. I don't think it's pshat on the Gemara le'Rashi, but that's an important question. L'chayra, the guy was kaifer kol, and Adim showed that he lied on half. So that gufa shows that he's a shakran. No, maybe it shows he's a mishtan. It doesn't show that he's a shakran. Maybe it shows. It's documented that he was a mishtamit, but we don't know. But we don't know if he's a shakran. So l'chayra, maybe vayta this mishtamit, and maybe this should be a shvur. Why is there a crisis? Why is there a need for a kal v'chaymer? The answer is, not because of Adam, the answer is, a mishtamit is only mishtamit on part of the money and not on all of the money. Why? There's a limit, people. Mishtamit nicks are limited. They only do it at a certain amount. Now, don't make that mistake. First of all, mishtamits aren't limited to an amount. In a $100,000 chayiv, even to say $98,000, your potter on and only your chayiv too, is still a mishtamit. But on $72, to say, I don't know any of the $72, that a mishtamit wouldn't do. It's not about the amount, it's about the percentage of the tviya. And there's an attitude that a person that's a mishtamit is not mishtamit in ganzen. And Hados Adam, how much was he mishtamit? How much was he kaifer? The entire thing. There's a svara without a kal v'chomer that he wouldn't swear. Because you don't say mishtamit, and therefore there shouldn't be a shvua. Kamash malon kal v'chomer. And what is a kal v'chomer? The Beis Hashem tomorrow, Rabbi, so we're going to go through the whole Amud. The Gemara is going to say there's a kal v'chomer because Piv doesn't mechayich mamon, and it's mechayich knas, and it's mechayich carbon, and all kind of lundishe structured kal v'chomer things. What does this structured kal v'chomer thing do for us? How does it suddenly say that there's going to be a mishtamet? So the Achrayim talk about this kasha, and I want to say an interesting pshat. The pshat is what?
The kasha is
that if you're telling me an attitude that the mixas has mishtamet, but Hadas Adam, since he's kai for a call, I would think there's no shvua because you're back to me with the chasher and the chasher a shvua, and there's no mishtamet. If you're not convinced of that, then how does a kal v'chomer or even 10 kal v'chomers do anything for you? But there's no mishtamet here. But how does a kal v'chomer, which is lumdis, tell us about what's going on psychologically in the guy's mind? No, so I want to say an usser.
Even though misfara, we're going to be chayav a kal v'chomer, still doesn't help me with
it. It doesn't help. The kal v'chomer doesn't help. This tak is supposed to be a shvua, but migu the chasher amamoyin, the chasher a shvua, so there's no tayelis in the shvua. The answer is, the kal v'chomer makes the drara starker. What's a drara? A cause to have the shvua. The nitiya, to neman, that the nitva looks more suspicious than he should have a shvua. Not all draras are created equal. There's levels in drara. The level of drara that there is by Hadas Adim, because of the kal v'chomer, is suddenly even starker. By such a starker drara, will be mechayev a shvua, even though there's a very small chance that the shvua, let me say it, is going to have a tayelis. Why? But which tayelis is there going to be? First of all, I have a few tayelises. There's a tayelis because there is a slim chance that he's being mishtamit. I also have another slim chance. If you make a pie chart, I have a slim chance. There are people out there, even if you hold chashen amamayin chashen ashvosa, that's a general rule. There are definitely a myriad of people that are holding by stealing and not holding by making a shvua. For them also, there would be a tayelis in a shvua. Now, depending how much the drara, let me say the part, depending how much the drara is whether you're going to do. Kal v'chomer upgrades the drara. First of all, I want to prove it. I want to ask a klotz kasha. Eid Echad swears? By Eid Echad? How much was the nitva himself, Kaifer? Everything. So why is there a shvua? Chashir ha-mamayin ha-chashir ha-shvusa. I thought there's no mishtamit by Kaifer Akal. You know what the answer is? Everything's deraisa. The Eid Echad's drora is even starker. My Mitzvah's drora is kacha kacha. Eid Echad's drora is starker. Reb Chiya's drora. Kal v'chomer taught me that it's even starker. Now, I once heard an interesting pshat. You don't have to just say yeshiva shenusach. When the drawer is starker, the siba for the shvua can be weaker. It's pashut a question about a pie chart. Watch. If you make a pie chart on the option if the nitva is lying or not, and we're not getting involved if he looks like the Chavetz Chaim and the Tavei doesn't. So, right now, starters, it's 50-50 if he's saying the truth or lying. 50-50 if he's saying the truth or lying. On the side that he's saying the truth, is there a purpose for the shvua? On the side that he's saying the truth, there's no purpose. He's saying the truth anyways. It's on the side that he's lying.
Meaning, and then he's going to swear. We're going to bring on the fact that he's
honest. On the side that he's saying the truth anyways, we don't need that.
I swear I know proof of that.
If it's on the side that he's saying the truth, I made a circle and I made a pie and four slices, yeah? If he's saying the truth, he's saying the truth. The side that he's lying, on the side that he's lying, what's our options? Psychologically, what's he lying? He's an ethnic gangster, and then what? No tailless and swearing. What's still left? Slim part of a slice that Chasher Amamoyna, he's that Yoitzim in a cloud that wouldn't swear, or Mishtamit. But in 50-50, that's not enough. For Pashat, the Torah says, Chazal are asking that the Torah wouldn't be Mechayev Shvuah for just that one slice. So to Gemara, no, the Drorish Starker. You know what Drorish Starker does? There's more of a chance he's lying than saying the truth. So it's not four slices he's lying and four slices he's saying the truth. It's seven slices he's lying and only one slice that he's saying the truth. Now in that seven slices, we still, most of it is that the Schoshet Amamoyna, but the Tzad of Mishtamet just suddenly got bigger. In the proportion, the Mishtamet got bigger. You don't have to say Lombus, it's Pashat numbers. We need at least a slice and a half on the pie chart that there should be Mishtamet. When it was 50-50, it was only a half a slice. But now that the Tzad that he lied is more, and the Tzad that he's saying truth is less, proportionally, the Tzad of Mishtamet grew bigger.
The Tzad of Mishtamet exists against
Eden or Eden? Yeah. No, the Tzad of Mishtamet exists in all the cases. It exists in all the cases. It exists in all the cases. Now, if we would make a structure, which one has a starker drara? Moide b'mitzas has not such a starker drara. Eid Echad has a starker drara. And now we added Rav Chiya, Hadass Eidim has a starker drara. There's a diak in Rashi and Gittin. It's a side that detail, but I want to speak it out. In Gittin Nun Aleph, the same sugya of Rava, Rashi adds three words over there, which Rabbi Kiveger says, Hashem Yareinai. When the Gemara says that there's Mishtamet, by the way, we know for sure he's Mishtamet? No, maybe he's saying the truth, maybe he's a real gangster, but there's a nice tzad that is also Mishtamet. Rashi adds, I know that he's being Mishtamet. I know that he's being Mishtamet. Because if he was a real Ganev, he would have been Kaifer HaKol. Now, why does Rashi add that? Rabbi Kveger says it's very schwer, but L'chayre, the pshat is because Moed B'mixas' drora is not so strong. So by Moed B'mixas, it's not enough that maybe he's Mishtamet. By Moed B'mixas, we want to be convinced that he's Mishtamet. It's all a question of balancing the drora. No, there's 50 MS, and then in Sheker, there's Mishtamet, real gangster, and real gangster who won't swear.
Even in this day.
Now, there's much more to do on here, but we're going to cut and go back to Rabbi's memory according to Tosfos. What was Rabbi's hidden question that he introduced Mishtamet for, according to Rashi? Chasher Amamoyna, Chasher Shvusa. Tosfos argues fundamentally on that pshat entirely, because Tosfos says, we pass in Chasher Amamoyna, loy Chasher Shvusa, which means, I guess, not all people, but enough, most, the average person, the normal is that even someone that's chasher amamoyna wouldn't be chasher shvusa. So it's normal that there should be a shvua. There's no reason to introduce mishtamet for that agenda. So Frek Toysis, okay. So what was Rabbi's hidden question? Says Toysis, you know what Rabbi's hidden question was? It's a little bit of a twist, Rabbi Isai. According to Toysis, the hidden question, my apologies, is yet connected to Amar Aleph. According to Rashi, it was a cut. We turned the page and we're on a new issue. According to Tosfos, we're actually rehashing the issue. What was Rabbi's hidden question on Amud Aleph? That every Moed B'mixas should have a Migu that he could have been Kaifer HaKol. What was the answer why it's no Migu? Because it's a chutzpah to be Kaifer HaKol. Frecht Rabbi now, 1 second. But it's a chutzpah to be Moed B'mixas also. That's also Ha'aza. So it's a Migu from Ha'aza to Ha'aza. From one chutzpah to another chutzpah. So it should be a Migu. The whole concept of Migu to Ha'aza means what the guy's signing now. I don't know if he's lying or saying the truth. Maybe he's saying the truth. Maybe he's lying. Migu says, I know he's not lying. If he was lying, he would have chosen well, the bigger lie. So we say, no, he's a liar. He's a liar, but not a mechutzav, and he didn't want to choose the bigger lie. If what he's tying now also has chutzpah, so he's already in chutzpah mode, so the chayr to be a good migu. We call this migu mimeiz lemeiz. Frek Rabba, every moed mixas is migu mimeiz lemeiz. And Frek Rabba, no. His moed mixas is not such a chutzpah. He's being a mishtamet. Bavorns toisvis. 1 second, but a kaifer kol also has mishtamet. Kaifer HaKol also has Mishtamet. So Tosfos says, yeah, but even in the Mishtamet mode, Kaifer HaKol is a bigger chutzpah, and it's not a good migu. A guy that's that desperate, that doesn't have any of the money, he knows he owes all of it, he's not a ganav at all, he's stalling because he has none of the money, and it takes bigger guts to do that, but he's Mishtamet on all of the money. Zok Tosfos, that's Vayter Migu from non-Meyes to Meyes. Frek Demar Am Shif, the obvious blatant kashe that's going on now. So then you don't need the whole Mishtamet thing. If you accept that Kaifer HaKol is more of a chutzpah than Moed B'mixas, which is a bigger chutzpah, Moed B'mixas or Kaifer HaKol? A guy says, and again, it's not the amount, because a guy that says $72 on a $72 tefillah is called a Kaifer HaKol, big chutzpah. A guy that says $98,000 on Potter from a $100,000 tefillah is not, but it's a percentage. But what's a bigger chutzpah, to be Kaifer HaKol or Moed B'mixas? L'chayre, it takes bigger guts to be kaifer akol. Says the Rav Shifa Moira de Gazach. In the mindset of a gangster ganef who's not stalling, fakir, 100,000, he has more than that even. He just wants more and more. Yesh Leimana writes a Messiah. He's not a mishtamet. He has plenty. But in the mindset of such a ganef, is it a bigger chutzpah to be kaifer akol than moide b'miksas? Is it a bigger chutzpah to be kaifer akol than moide b'miksas? Is it or not? It is a bigger chutzpah. It's always a bigger chutzpah. Says the Maram Shif, you're right, it's a bigger chutzpah, but the difference, and I'm not talking in dollars, the difference is minimal. The chutzpah of Mamash, I'm planning to, like, a guy lent me money, I have plenty to pay him back, he's asking for all the money back, and I'm touching some, lying on some or all of it. Maybe Kaifer HaKol is a more of a chutzpah. But the minimal difference between the kaifer akol and the moed miksas is so minute. The shinoi of the chutzpah between the kaifer akol and the moed miksas, that it would be a good migu. It's migu from chutzpah to chutzpah. In mishtamet, suddenly there's a vart that the mishtamet of a moed miksas is not on par with the mishtamet of a kaifer akol. So we needed to introduce mishtamet in order to shtel avek that the migu should go back now and be a kaifer akol thing. Why did Rashi not like this pshat of Tosis? Nice pshat. Again, Rashi learned that Tosis is hidden, that the Rabba's hidden question was chashin amamayin chashin ashvusa, and Rabba went through that whole spiel about that. Tosis didn't like that. Tosis says, why not? Because we paskin chashin amamayin loy chashin ashvusa. Tosis rather learned that Rabbi's new hidden question is still a continuous topic. It's bringing back to hash out that every Moed Mixes has a Migu of Kaifer HaKol. Nice job. Why didn't Rashi learn like that? What's the chutzpah? That the guy did you a favor? Or that the guy knows you're lying? Rav Nachman wanted to say an interesting case. This is Mamish Tiferein in the psychology of it, but he wanted to say like this. In the chutzpah, because a guy did you a toiva, Avad, the Kaifer HaKol is a bigger chutzpah. Not only by Mishnah, but by real Ganav also. In Makir b'shikroi, there's not so much of a difference between Kaifer HaKol and Moed HaMikzas. But if it's Akaras HaToiv, Rashi learned that the chutzpah is that the guy did you a favor. Over there, you didn't need Mishtamet. Even in a real gangster, a Kaifer HaKol is a much bigger chutzpah than Moed HaMikzas.
That's quite a variety also.
What? Probably. I can hear this. Ulai. Afshar l'shma. We now have a big problem. What's the connection now to Rav Chiya's Hadas Eidim? Realize this. In Rashi, we clicked and connected what Rava was dealing with into the Rav Chiya. What detail did we click? Well, Rava was bothered in his new Amid Beis, top of the Amid, hidden question that there's an issue of Chashad HaMamayin and Chashad HaShvuasa. The answer was Mishtamet. And then we asked, but by Kaifer HaKol, Rav Chiya, there's not so much Mishtamet. You're back to the problem. And we answered, no. When the drawer gets bigger, the Kal V'Chaim makes things different. According to Tosis, what's bothering us? By Rav Chiya. Realize that by Rav Chiya, how much did the mitzvah say he owes?
Zero.
He's a kaifer akol. Is there any migu topic? Irrelevant migu. So I don't get it. Everything that Rabbah dealt with on Amman Aleph and Amman Beis was all about that the Moed HaMikzas might have a migu, the Moed HaMikzas doesn't have a migu, it's a migu d'haza, but he's mishlamet, he could have made a migu, would have made a migu, and we dealt, migu, fine. Okay, and they were saying, but by Hadass Eidin, now you have a problem. What's the problem? What? Tell me a reason why there's an issue that you need a Kal V'Chaimer. In Rashi, the issue that smoothly continued, the continuity of the sugi was the topic of Chashad HaMamayna. Why was Tosis allergic to the topic of Chashad HaMamayna, Chashad HaShvuasa? Allergic to it. Because on the hey, we paskin Chashad HaMamayna, Chashad HaShvuasa. That's why Tosis adamantly didn't want to learn like Rashi. So now we have a big problem. What? Find me something. Go past the past four shurim. Find something in Rabbah that's going to click into. I would think you shouldn't swear. Kamash malon a kal v'chaimer. Why, Rabbi Yishlaim, would there be a reason not to swear by Hadass Eidim? Based on what we're discussing in Rabbah, it's a crisis. Mamash a crisis. You know what Tosis says? He says, "Oh, the issue that's bothering us by Hadass Eidim is chashad amamayin chashad ashvus." We don't pass in that. We pass in Chashad HaMamayin Aloy Chashad HaShvuasa. And that's why Tosis insisted that Rabbah can't be talking about it. So Tosis weakly says, he says, you're right, Rabbah wasn't talking about it, but the Gemara could be bavarning it. You know, I'll handle that. But then what's the connection to Rabbah? Why did we spend 3 days on Rabbah's Memra? It has nothing to do with the topic we're handling. Tosis can't say, I know Rashi and Tosis are both from France and on the Gemara, but Tosis can't say, we bring in Rabbah because according to Rashi, there's an Igud HaChashin issue, and now I'm tying it in. Tosis has to have a Pshat on the Gemara. What, if at all, are we connecting, clicking, shtelling zu to the member of Rabbah? On Amud Aleph, what was Rabbah's question? That you should have a Migu, you could have been Kaifer HaKol. On Amud Beis, again, what was Rabbah's question? Migu, that you could have been Kaifer HaKol. What's the Migu? Because he wasn't Kaifer everything. By Reb Chiya's case, he was Kaifer everything. So there's no Migu issue. So Tosis, yeah, but there's a Chasher HaShvua. Now I'll talk about it. Now I want to talk about it. But then what are you connecting from Rabbah? Bless Breyer, it's a big doichik, and maybe that's another reason why Rashi didn't want to learn like Tosis. Rabbah did introduce the concept of Mishtamute. Now this is a scam. Why did Rabbah introduce the concept of Mishtamute? For what issue? What was his hidden question? We're going in Tosis. In Tosis, what was the reason why Rabbah introduced the Ishtamute thingy?
To make it
a bigger part of Ha'aza in the Migud Ha'aza issue. That's why he brought an Ishtamute. Nothing to do with Chashir HaMamayna. We're finished with Rabbah, and now we're suddenly, yeah, willing to talk about Chashir HaMamayna, but we're gonna need Ishtamute to do that. So that's what we're selling to from Rabbah, that he brought in the idea of Ishtamute. It's a very big doichik, and that's Bein Hayeter, maybe why Rashi didn't learn like Tosis. But that's what Tosis speaks at in the beginning of the second Tosis. There's a third pshat, though. The Mechila, we're going back again to the top of the Amud. Rabbah gives us a psychological analysis of this guy. He really wanted to be Moed everything. He wanted to be Kite for everything. Didn't have the guts. He wanted to be Moed everything, but he's stalling. Why are you giving me this whole story? Maybe he's just a liar and a ganav. We're going to now say the third pshat. Rashi's pshat was, what was bothering Rabbah that he introduced Ishtamute? He was bothered by Chashir HaMamayna, Chashir HaShvusa. Tosfos says, what was Rabbah bothered by? Migud Ha'aza. The Ramban, the Ran, Tos HaRosh, this is all the third pshat. They all say, and as a matter of fact, you know, this sugi is in a few other places, Tos and Gittin and Aleph, says this pshat, Tosin Ksubis, all the Tosin also, except for Tosin and Rabbah Metzia, they all go with this pshat. What was Rabbah bothered by? Tell me, why is Kaifer HaKol Potter from Shavua? Interesting twist. Why is Kaifer HaKol Potter from Shavua? Well, what you're supposed to say first is that there's no Drora. But then, if there's an issue, what does the Gemara say? Why is Kaifer HaKol Potter? The Gemara said, really, Kaifer HaKol should be Chayv, why are you Potter? There's a Chazaka Ena Demeiz. We need to appreciate that. What does it mean, Chazaka Ena Demeiz? How? What? All the WH questions. What does Chazak Ena Demeiz do that it makes that a Kaifer calls Pater? Because we're looking at this Nitzvah, we're trying to make him swear, and we say, I have to make him swear? There's a Chazaka that a person wouldn't have the chutzpah to be Kaifer HaKol. So Chazak Ena Demeiz, Pater is a Kaifer HaKol. Fred Rabbah, let every Moed of a Mixas also be Pater because of Chazak Ena Demeiz. Is it? Is that a chutzpah? I mean, not the kash. Is there a chutzpah by Ma'idah B'mitzas? But that's according to all these Rishonim. The emesis, Tosis himself says it. It's a little bit sticky. The Marsha asks it. Tosis says, L'chein yesh l'farish. He says, I'm in the middle of the top, Tosis. I don't like Rashi's shot of Migud HaChashid. So what is Rabbah's hidden question? Yesh l'farish. U'v'kula b'ay d'loy l'kloymer. Me'achar de'ein me'iz. Im'kein emes hu she'ein chayv l'yoyser. He doesn't say the magic word chazaka, but that's what that line means. There's a chazaka in the me'iz. But Tosis doesn't stop there. In all the other places he does. Over here he doesn't. Then he adds, Im kein, emes usheini chayiv lo yoyser, v'lomi yishavi hinem b'migu. What do you need migu? Just say chazaka into the maiz. It's a good kasha, and it's a problem. Marshot deals with it. But this is the third option of what was bothering Rabbah. That moed of a mikzah should also be part of kaschad. Of course he's saying the truth. A guy would have a zachutzpah to be kaifer and part of the money. So what's the answer? For the third time already, what's the answer? Ishtamute. He's not such a mechutzav. He's just trying to be mishtamet. A kaifer HaKol is mishtamet. Careful. According to this third shot, what's now the connection to Hadas Edim? We're saying, we're finished with Rabbah. Again, like Rashi, Rabbah dealt with Migud HaChashid, and that transfers over to the Hadas Edim topic. Like Tosis, it's a bluff. Rabbah dealt with Migud HaAza, but he did introduce Ishtamute, and we're plugging into Ishtamute. Like the Ramban, what are we asking? And he speaks the Rama first. Every Hadas Edim is a Kaifer HaKol. Why is Kaifer HaKol Pater? Chazak and the Maze. No, every Hadas Edim also has Chazak and the Maze.
Isn't this just susceptible to the Benai question?
It will be, yes, soon. There's Cheshbon Yisrael and Rav Shif. I don't want to do that yet. You're right. But again, in this Pshat, what's the Kasha now by Rav Chiya? The kash is, what are you swearing by Rav Chiya? Because it was Edom and part of the money. So the guy himself was a kaifer akol. Chazoka eino demeis. Now here you could mamash turn it around and say chazoka eino demeis. And therefore what? You have to realize chazoka eino demeis means a guy wouldn't have as a chutzpah. Must be his entire taina is the truth. Hey, we know it's not the truth. There's Edom on part of it. That's a big problem also. You asked it before. It's coming also. And that's a problem also. But even putting that on the side, chazoka eino demeis is going to pater. Why taka doesn't it pater? What? If chazoka eino demeis paters kaifer akol, why doesn't it pater Eid Echad? Why doesn't it pater Eid Rav Chiya? Back to this situation. The bigger the drara, starker a mechayiv, so there's less of a reason to what's it called it. Now, a ha'orim shot. Again, one last time in structure, we went through three pshatim. What was Rabba's hidden question that forced Rabba to say that he's not a real gangster gan if he's just a mishtamute? And the pshatim were, he was bothered by chashin ha'mamayin ha'chashin ha'shvusa, he was bothered that there should be a migu da'aza, there should be a migu, and he was bothered that there's chazak in a demez. And al kulan, he answered ishtamute. I want to speak out something very, a twist. People think that Rashi's pshat and the Ramban's pshat are mamish extremes. Like Rashi, what was the issue that was the reason that Rabba was bothered that there shouldn't be a shvua? Chashad ha'mamayin ha'chashad ha'shvusa. Like the Rishonim, it's, why should he have to swear? We know he's saying the truth. Chazak, a person wouldn't have chutzpah. I want the oil to remember that Rabbi Kiv Eger says, what's pshat in chashad ha'mamayin ha'chashad ha'shvusa? Not some chaval to swear, there's no ta'elis, he'll lie anyways. So why waste our time? What was Rabbi Kivegas Pshad? We already did, but why? Because the hisphilus of a shvua that, you know what, I'll use a sprach if you don't mind. The emes. Every time a guy swears, you know why after he swears he's neman? Why after he swears is he neman? If you don't mind, I want to use an interesting sprach. I'm setting up a trap. Chazoka eino dem nishba v'sheker. Chazoka eino dem nishba v'sheker. What's Rabbi Kivegas scam that even without swearing you have that deliverance? Because since stealing, attempting to steal and swearing are on the same par. So even if he doesn't swear, why is he going to be believed? Chazaka ain't all the mishtad lignoiv. And what's the Rishonim's pshat? What was bothering Rabba? Chazaka ain't all the meiz. They came out the same thing. It's as scary as that. We started off that it's so different. In Rashi, we're talking about chashad ha'mamayin chashad ha'shvusah. In the Rishonim, we're talking about chazaka ain't all the meiz. But Rabbi Kivegar, it means the same thing. It's chazaka ein adam meshaker, chazaka ein adam meiz. Be'ezer Hashem, the hemshech of Gemara, which we're going to start, I'm not finished, but the hemshech of the Gemara, which we're going to do, is going to start analyzing what was Rav Chiya's kal v'chaymer. But careful. We were discussing until now why he needed a kal v'chaymer. L'chayra, there's a pashtazach, there's a drorah, because there's Edom and part of the money. If there's Edom and part of the money, swear on the other part of the money. So we elaborately went through Rabba's memra, found some issues, and connected it to Rav Chiya. There's a question like this. If the Oilam remembers Rav Chiya brought a raya to his Yisoy from the case of Talis, what's going on by Talis? Very interesting. The Betana Tuna. The first day we started the sugya, we asked 10 ha'aras on the Betana Tuna. Let's just quickly recap the Betana Tuna. Reuven and Shimon are both holding a talis at a karkashta. Reuven says the whole talis is his, Shimon says the whole talis is his. If you want to try to, define that in the terminology of Rav Chiya, Reuven is being taiveh from Shimon, you owe me a full talis that costs $72, or however much it costs. You owe me the talis, and he's taiveh the entire talis. And what does Shimon say back? Klapi Reuven. What does Shimon say back? Shimon has a mitzvah. They're both wearing a teveya hat and a mitzvah hat. Reuven is teveya the entire palace. What does Shimon as the mitzvah say back? Koi for a call. It happens to be Shimon is also being teveya Reuven for a talis, and Reuven is koi for a call. Okay, koi for a call doesn't swear. Zok the Gemara. But since blue green, each one has anan sahadi on his half, so it applies that each one has anan sahadi of edus on half of it. It triggers a Rav Chiya style hados edim shavua in connected both of them. That was the Betana Tuna. Tell me, with Rav Chiya is trying to bring a raya to his big yisoy. What was his big yisoy? That there's a shvua by hados edim. What was his big yisoy? Chasher Amma. Does any of these topics apply by Talis? This Chasher Amma Moin and Chasher Ashvusa? This Mishtamet? This Mishtamet by a Talis? Is there Mishtamet by a Talis? What? Oh, there's not mishtamet. Instead of mishtamet, there's moira heter, there's bididomi. Very good. That's the nostalgic memories from the first blot and a half. So then how is Rav Chiya connected to first? If we honestly went through the gridblai of the lumbus of Rav Chiya, then he was handling, maybe there should be migud hachashin or migud ha'azah, mishtamet answers that that's what's going on. How does he see that in Talis? In Talis, there's something else going on. In Talis, what's going on is that there's a bididomi, a mayraheter. Rav Chiya wasn't the chadish, the etzim I did it, there's a shvua by Adas, even that was pashit. It's a moed of a mixus of sorts. The issues at hand were, but maybe there's a migud hachashin, whatever the hidden questions were. The hidden questions and the answers thereof are a non-topic by the Talis case. So what was he saying, v'tana tunan? So the Chayr state, a very interesting thing. Rav Chiya said a two-story house. Rav Chiya said two levels. First, Rav Chiya came and wanted to say just back to basics in a structured case when there's a koifer akol and the guy is moida on half, that's moida mixas. But if the guy is a koifer akol and there's edim on half, that's also moida mixas. Now take that at face value, that's level one. And on that, he brought in the v'tana tuna. He didn't bring the v'tana tuna to prove the kal v'chomer spiel. There's a more preliminary Rav Chiya basic din that Ahados Eidim has a din of Maida Mixas. And yes, that he proved from Talis. Then we went on, but why does he need a Kal V'chomer? And we said, because there's a slew of topics, Migud Chashin, Migud Ha'azah, Chazokin and Demez, Mishtamit, all of that, none of that is applicable by Talis. By Talis, you don't have any of that. By Talis, you have other things. You have Meir Hether, you have Bididomi, you have other things, but you don't have that. Now there's one last Torah. It's a major topic, but I'll do it b'ketzara. I put on the Marmakimus, there's a ketzois with a Rambam, b'ketzara will say out this topic. Someone comes, a malva comes to a loive, and he says, you owe me money, and payday is now. And the loive, careful, I want you to analyze this. The loive says back, what's the chayv? Let's say it's with a star. Or if there's a shtar, maybe there would be a zman. I don't know if it's a shtar or a malva peh. But it's clear. The malva says you owe me a sum of money, $100,000. And the loive says, yes, I owe you $100,000. Not I pay back everything, not I pay back part, not I only borrowed $50,000. No, the loive says, yes, I owe you $100,000. But payday is not today. Payday is only in 10 days. So what are they fighting about? What? They're fighting, can he be tevei now? And the Malva says, I want to be tevei now. And the Leva says, no, come back in 10 days. Does the Leva have to swear? Says the Rambam, if the Malva brings in Eid Echad, that payday is today, then he has to swear a Shvuas Eid Echad. And everyone goes, for a tumult on this. The Shvuas Eid Echad on how much? Oh, you want to say that they're not fighting about the 100,000. They're fighting about how much it's worth to pay for an extension of a loan. I have a question for you. Let's say it wasn't 100,000. Let's say the whole tviya, ready, was shtei kesef. And I'm saying the 10-day segment, it's worth done less than shtei kesef. Then it won't be small. Fractic size? No. That is what the shvuah is going to be. One second. The shvuah l'hakash today is going to be that. Very good. The Shvua L'Hakashah Sa'eid is not going to be, I don't owe you the money, it's that paydays in 10 days, not now.
Also not going to be the present.
No, but the question is, are we fighting about time is money? Are we fighting about the 100,000? Or are we only fighting about the time? The Ketzoi speaks out, state in this Rambam, that time is money. And it's not just that because what it would be worth, but how much is it worth to get an extension on a $100,000 loan that was already in running for 3 years to get an extra? It's all relative to how much the loan was until now. If it was a 10-day loan, now it's 20 days, that's twice as much time. Let's say a 10-day extension on a loan that was for a year. I don't know the percent, whatever the numbers are. But that's not the topic. The topic is that even though they're fighting only about time, fighting about time, about a sum of money, is the full sum. Even if the original tefillah was only shtei kesef, and the loiva agrees that he owes shtei kesef, but he's signing, I only owe it in 10 days. An Eid Echad that would come in, there would be a shvuah of Eid Echad. By the way, if the Malva says you owe me in 5 days and the Leiva says 10 days, it should be a Moed of Mixas. Time is money, it's Moed of Mixas, right? I don't like it. Okay, it's a kasha. Zok Ksois, where's the makar for this Rambam? That time is money. Maybe time is not money. And maybe there shouldn't be a shvuah. Says the Ketzois, it's in the Marmakonis. Nira! It's part of a big sois. Thank you very much. It takes for granted this gewaltige hishtadlus of finding a segment of the Ketzois. It's the end of Simenayin Gimel Sifkon Beis, after a long run, I think that wasn't the Gaius for so much, is when he brings the Makar for the Rambam, Amar Gazach. How is Sugi Zabar Ishtamut Yikam Ishtamut? So if you think about it, the guy says you owe me 100,000. And the lawyer says back, no, I only owe you 50. But he doesn't just mean 50. He's only being mishtamet. He's eventually planning to pay back everything. When is he planning to get the money? In 10 days, yeah? And so he's only being mishtamet. He's only being mishtamet. And the Gemara says, this is Shvu'a D'Oraisa. Why the Shvu'a D'Oraisa? When he eventually gets the money, for sure he's going to be paying back. All right, you're not worried that he's really stealing. Because if he's really stealing, then it's Chashir HaMamoyna, and there's Chazok and Adameyaz, and there's Amigud Aza. I had to say that from Shotan. Fine, but what are we dealing with? We're dealing with the mishtamet, Nick. Kite of him. His mishtamik kite is only on the 10 days that he's delaying it. And still there's a shvur deraisa. You see, there's a shvur deraisa on time delay. Oh, Fred Develt and the Achroina bring it in the Hagoyis from Jermakrovsky, if you look it up, on the Ksais over there, he brings the kasha from Rav Chaim Pelzer. Although, you could, okay. Rav Yisrael is also asking the kasha. The kasha is like this. Maybe the Oilam went on the protocol in the Beis Din. The Loiva is Taka saying, yes, I owe you the money. I'm only wanting to, and I'm not asking for a delay. I'm timing that I own the paydays in 10 days. They're really, the spotlight is on the 10 days. And maybe the Oilam, this is the catch, time is not money. And you don't make a Moida Shuas Darais on such things. Why is this case different? Because Avada, what's going on in the mind of the Mishtamet is to just delay it a little bit. But that for the protocol, that's not what he said. What did he say? He said, he was kaifer on a chelik. He said, I only owe you 50. I pay back the other 50. Mechilah davo was 50. What's going on in his mind is he's planning to win. Loi ni boi that we spoke at, like Menary showing him what we're worried about by Mishtamik, you asked. Eventually he's going to get the money. What are we worried about? We're worried that once he's comfortable, he's not going to pay. But even if you don't do that, even if Ataka only worried about the delay. But on the protocol, that's not what he said. He said, I only owe you part of the money. That's a shvur deraisa. Adayin, where's the makar for the Rambam's chiddush? That when Klar, they're only fighting about time, is money. The Malva says, you owe me a schum mesuyim right now. The Loiva says, I owe you that gnoi, schum mesuyim, but only in 10 days. And an Eidechot comes. The Rambam is machadish that there's a shvur deraisa of Eidechot on the time. As I state in Rambam. Oh, but what's the ksoisis raya from our sugya? The emphasis is there would be more to do on the sugi, but we're starting Kal V'Chomer. Rabbi Sai, there's a photographer, Mitam the Yeshiva, that comes to take pictures of every segment of the Beis Medrash. It's probably for the dinner or whatever sort is. But he came, he's very makbid, rather not to talk in Beis Medrash. But he came over, he wanted to take a picture of the Beis Medrash in our section. And he wrote, it was 10 past 10, like Tiferein at the Seder Aleph already. And he wrote me on a paper, like, Chaser po, he wrote in Hebrew, is this what it looks like every day? It looks a little empty. So, Nikol Malam Dei Skalti. The Olam has to be mechazik a little bit in the Shmiras Hazman. He wants the money in 5 days? Time is money. But the whole thing about the 10 days is anyways it's fear. What's the